This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If the story I'm using at the beginning sounds familiar, it's because you recognize some elements of it, of a story that I told that's similar but a totally different story. This story is told by Doris Gregg. Doris Gregg was the author that I quoted in the two-part series on anger. Doris Gregg is the one who talked about being at Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota with her husband. They're sitting out around 5 o'clock on their cove, their bay area. They hear the noise of a motorboat coming into the cove, the bay. And Doris Gregg sees this boat running in circles. There's no driver. The driver had fallen out of the boat in the lake. And Doris Gregg, in commenting on this boat that's out of control, said, "That describes the people in my life and how they were with their anger. They were just out of control, screaming, yelling, running in circles, so to speak." It was a great parable that she used in her book on anger. Doris Gregg, in that same book, talks about a friend of hers, a man who was in his 70s. He was the picture of health. I think she uses the phrase, one of the healthiest 70-year-olds she'd ever seen, and he died suddenly. No warning, no sickness, no going to the hospital. He just died without any warning. And immediately, Doris Gregg said, all four adult children gathered at the house with their children, their spouses. And in those first moments, some of you have been there and done this, there was embracing, there was weeping, and the grandchildren were hugging one another and weeping. And the four grown children were embracing one another and their spouses and just encouraging one another. And Doris Gregg said, within 4 hours, those four adult children hated one another. Exact words of Doris Gregg. They hated one another. What happened in 4 hours? Well, they started arguing over Dad's estate. Well, I thought I was going to get this. No, you're not supposed to get that. I'm supposed to get this. And within 4 hours, what started as embracing and weeping turned to epithets that you can't even repeat. And the real tragedy was, Doris Gregg said, all the grandchildren stood on the landing in the second floor with their faces between those railings, looking down upon the scene, watching their parents duke it out verbally about who was going to get what. What happened in that scene? Well, exactly what happened in that scene is exactly what we're going to read today in the book of James, where James asks a hypothetical question: what causes quarrels and arguments among you? What causes fighting in this rhetorical question? And then he gives the answer. He says, I'll tell you what it is. It's the desires that you and I have within us that battle in war in ourselves and that conflict then with the desires of other people. And that's why we have conflict, and that's why we have quarreling, and that's why we have fighting. Not only in families, not only in companies, but in churches, in organizations, you name it. Having said all that, let's read the passage in James 4, exactly where we left off last week. We'll read it in two sections, verses 1 through 6, and then 7 through 10 in a few minutes. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and you covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. But he gives us more grace. That's why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives his grace to the humble.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.